with the first pick.
Welcome back to the Daft on Draft podcast. I am your co-host, Devin Jackson, joined by my other co-host, Corey Kennan, and we're back for the second episode this week. We had teased it earlier on the first episode, but before we get into what exactly we'll be doing today, Corey, how are you doing today, man?
Yeah, we're recording a lot earlier than we usually do, so I've got my coffee here. I'm ready to go. But yeah, I'm excited for 2 days a week. It's good to be back, so I'm ready to dive in. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we had talked about we did DBs and safeties earlier in the week, but now we're going to do a special edition mock draft. So we're going to go back and forth. I got odds and Corey has evens. And we kind of decided, you know, because of how high quarterbacks will probably go in this draft, we'll just do trades in the top 10. And then we'll go from there, you know, after pick 10, we will just kind of pick based on, you know, where teams are on the board, if they haven't moved up from the teens and et cetera, and just go down the list. So since I have the number one overall pick, I will go first. And I have the Chicago Bears, who we kind of both assume probably will not be picking the number one pick, just based on, you know, other teams that want quarterbacks and some other team might move up. So before I make a pick, I'll give you a chance, Corey, if you feel like any of your teams that you control or even my own teams that I control would like to move up.
Yeah, I feel like the Colts are the white elephant, or the elephant in the room here. Like, they're going to get aggressive. Jim Irsay wants to win really badly. They just hired Shane Steichen, and they've tried this bridge thing for a half decade now, and it hasn't worked since Andrew Luck. So I think they're going to go get a young guy. I could see maybe like Detroit, if they had a strong preference, Las Vegas, Carolina. Like, I could see those teams trying to make a move too, but I think the Colts make a lot of sense here. They're going to swing for the fences. And so I think that the Colts can come up. I really don't know what kind of precedent we're looking at for a trade, you know, between the Colts and the Bears, but obviously four, and I would assume maybe like a next year's one, or I mean, the Jets came up to three from, where were they? They were with the Colts that year. They swapped out with the Colts that year, and they gave up three twos to come up. So I don't exactly know the precedent, but I think the Colts are going to get it done to come up, move three spots and pick number one overall here.
All right. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Corey. You now have the number one pick with the Colts. Bears moved down to four. So I'll be picking at four for the Bears. Who are you selecting at number one overall? Now,
yeah, I'm really torn between what I think what I would do and what I think the NFL would do, because I don't like Will Levis that much, but I think the NFL is going to love Will Levis. I like Bryce Young. I like CJ Stroud. I think NFL is probably going to have, we'll see what he comes in at in his measurables next week at the combine or 2 weeks at the combine, but I'm still going to go Bryce Young until like we hear something that teams hate Bryce Young. I think teams still love Bryce Young. I think he's still QB1. So that's close between QB1, between him and Stroud. Man. But yeah, I'm gonna do Bryce Young. I'm not gonna shake things up. I really want to shake things up and take CJ Stroud, but I'm gonna keep us here, and I'm gonna take Bryce Young.
All righty, there you have it. Bryce Young, the number one overall pick in this Daft on Draft mock draft. Number two overall belongs to Houston Texans, and that's also the team that you were controlling as well.
Yeah. This one's easy. I'm just going to go CJ Stroud here. We'll just knock off Young and Stroud back to back. I really do think these guys are the two most NFL ready quarterbacks, from an accuracy perspective, from a field vision perspective. I get it with Levis. I get it with Richardson, the tools, but both those teams need somebody that can come and start and be franchise leaders right away. And they have both very high floors and both relatively high ceilings still. So, I'm going to go CJ Stroud to the Texans.
All right. Number three overall, Arizona Cardinals. This is an easy one. Basically, I pick who I want more between Will Anderson and Jalen Carter, two of the top players in this draft. I'm going to go Will Anderson in this particular one. I just think they need that edge presence that comes in and becomes a game wrecker. I know they spent some assets on Edge recently, like they got Mai J Sanders last year, but they need a true game wrecker and continue to build around their defensive core with now JJ Watt's gone. So I'm gonna go with Will Anderson at
I'm
three.
interested to see what the Cardinals do because Kyler's not going to play at least most of 2023. They could have the first overall pick again next year. So I'm interested to see if they do take a blue chip like Will Anderson and Jalen Carter, or if they kick the can and try to trade back and gather more assets. They're in a good spot draft wise. They're not in a good spot franchise wise, but who
Yeah.
knows? After cleaning up the Kingsbury mess, they might be better. But and hiring Jonathan Gannon, we'll see. But Devin, you're back on the clock now with the base we traded since we swapped out.
Yeah, so I thought about maybe would the Bears trade back again and get more
Ooh.
assets because there are quarterback needy teams, and now we're getting to number four. Number five almost feels like a trade back option as well. So in this particular one, I'm gonna have the Raiders move up to four and swap with the Bears again, but I don't know what the compensation would look like for that and how
Four to
it would
seven.
work.
That's pretty similar to like the 3 second-round picks that the Jets gave up to the Colts for Sam Darnold back in the day. I feel like that's
Yes.
relatively similar. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll go with something like that. But now that the Raiders have the pick, and that was the team that I patrol as well, I'm going Will Levis at four for the Raiders. He feels like a player that they would zero in on and be very, very interested in taking. So I'm gonna go with Will Levis at four here. And we got three of the four picks quarterbacks.
Yeah, for sure. And now you're back on the back on at five as well with the Seahawks. It's the different show
Yeah.
right now.
I don't think they trade back in this particular scenario. But you never know. And they have to take Jalen Carter here. Have to.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I would agree with that. If he's on the board of five, that's a no-brainer. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, on to number six.
Number six. All right.
Detroit.
So the Lions, I think the Lions could take a quarterback. I think Goff good enough to bridge for her. So, I mean, I think they could take Anthony Richardson, but oh, man. I don't think so. Their secondary is bad, man. Their secondary is really bad. I'm going to take Christian Gonzalez to the Lions at six right here. I love Christian Gonzalez. If you listen to the last pod, you know I raved about him. I think he's a blue chip talent. I think he's a top five prospect in this class. Hopefully, Jeffrey Okuda can continue to get better every year. And you could stack Jeff Okuda and Christian Gonzalez and go at it in your secondary Detroit. So I'm going Christian Gonzalez, tremendous player. And now, Devin, the Bears.
Yeah,
Bears are
number
back up
seven.
here.
So it changes a little bit now that Anderson and Carter are off the board. But I think this sets up a really good scenario where they end up, instead of taking must have to take a defensive lineman or edge, I think they go build the trenches and they take Paris Johnson here. And
Ooh.
they really solidify kind of their offensive line, a area and point of need. That they really need to figure out and put some serious capital behind if they want Justin Fields to be a long-term starter. So I'm gonna go Paris Johnson has the guard flexibility, left tackle, just great athletic ability, and I think he can come in and really bolster that revolving door of an offensive line that the Bears have.
I love it. I love it. Brett Jones had an okay rookie year for a day three pick, but definitely need to solidify that a little bit more. And Bears can play inside. He can play outside. Good pick. And Falcons, Falcons, Falcons. The Falcons suck at finding pressures, man. Like they're so bad at it. But I think they got to keep swinging at pass rusher. The two pass rushers that are on the top of the board are two dudes that I'm a little bit lower on than consensus. But again, I'm trying to figure out, how does the NFL view these guys versus how I do. And Miles Murphy's going to test really well. Like even if I don't see it all 100% on the field, he's going to test really well at his size, and somebody's going to take him high. And so eight, I go Miles Murphy here to the Falcons.
For sure. Now it sits up at number nine. You have the Carolina Panthers, and obviously they miss out on a quarterback in this particular one because all of them are. Or no, they have Anthony
Oh,
Richardson on the
yeah.
board. I forgot that you did not take him. To me, this is, I don't want to say a no-brainer, and I know Panthers fans are already kind of split on this, but if you are bringing in, kind of the system that you anticipate them bringing in, and they have had quite the journey at quarterback, I think you swing for the fences and you take Anthony Richardson, especially with the NFC South. There are a lot of questions around the NFC South and how good it's going to be the next couple of years. Tampa is not going to be, be relevant honestly, unless they move up for a quarterback. And then you got the Saints, who they're trying to get Derek Carr, but they might not even get him. And then obviously the Falcons, they might be riding with Desmond Ridder, they might not. So we'll see what happens, but they're in a good position for sure.
I love it. I love it. Falcons, I love Frank Reich. I'm so happy he got another shot because I truly think he's a really good offensive coach who's never really had a quarterback to work with in his time in Indianapolis. And even with an established vet like Phillip Rivers, he went to the playoffs with those guys. So get him somebody who can play quarterback. Carolina's built a heck of a staff. Have you seen their coaching staff they put together, man? Freaking wild.
Yeah, it's getting impressive for sure.
All right. Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. Full disclosure, I fully expect for Howie Roseman to trade out of the spot and get another first next year somehow. He does it every year. Eagles, though, I think they're set at wide receiver finally. Man, do they start talking about Lane Johnson? Like, do we start talking about, I mean, a hell of a player, still an all-pro player, but he's getting up there. They could go offensive tackle and it just build for the future, but that seems like something they do in the second round, like they did with Kelce and Juergens last year. They couldn't get any pressure on Patrick Mahomes, but they just spent money on Haason Reddick. Still think they might go pass rusher here, but I don't like Tyree Wilson this early, man. I really don't. Gonna do it anyway. I think the NFL is going to love this guy. He's a cyborg. He's built in a lab. Even if he is, kind of stiff as a board, he's explosive. He's long. He's powerful. He could be that big end across from Rick. So I think I'm Tyree Wilson here to the Eagles.
Yeah, to me, I've been, because since I work for the Philadelphia Inquirer, I've been kind of split. Like, I think he might be there at 10 on draft day, but I just don't know. So it's like he feels like an Eagles player, like the type of player that they would want and really can mold. And Howie Roseman is known for taking, taking trench players in the first round, even if they have needs of the or even a receiver. So fascinating discussion for sure. Number 11 now, we have the Tennessee Titans. To me, this has got to be a offensive lineman, a tackle specifically. And I'm kind of split because, like, how does the NFL view Broderick Jones? Because we had many discussions about him and this ceiling he has, but his floor isn't super high as compared to like a Peter Skoronski, for example, or Paris Johnson. So you worry, like, are the Titans going to get another situation where they're taking a high upside guy? Are they going to be able to develop him? So for me, that's the reason I'm going to lean Peter Skoronski here and take him number 11 overall. Because if he doesn't work out of tackle, they move him into guard and still have a quality offensive lineman. So I'm going to go with Skoronski here at 11.
I love it. I love it. All right. I'm back on the board with the Texans. They don't need a tackle. Titus Howard, for as much as that pick was mocked on draft day, has turned out to be a pretty solid player. Laremy Tunsil is going to reset the market. So, I mean, unless they trade Laremy, they don't want Laremy Tunsil and they trade him often. They could go like Broderick Jones here, but they need some edge help. They need wide receiver bad with Brandon Cooks wanting out. Oh, man. You know what? I'm gonna take a look at their depth chart real fast because, yeah, man, tight ends are really bad too. So if we're going to get a pass catcher, do I go wide receiver, like a more explosive one, or do I go the best overall playmaker at this position? Because I'm really tempted to take Michael Mayer right here to the Texans. Shake things up a little bit. Between him and Jordan Addison. But again, if I'm going the best overall pass catcher, the best overall playmaker for their position, man, I might take Michael Mayer. Hit rate on tight ends this early isn't great, but like again, he's like top on the board right now. I'm doing it, man. I'm taking Michael Mayer to the Texans.
Love it. He's been a guy that I've kind of struggled figuring a team fit. Like I did a mock recently and had him going 28 to the Bengals because I felt like, okay, maybe that's a good spot. But I think there are a few good spots early in the first round, but after that, I think you might get a little drought in between, where he might be able to go. So I like the pick. I think this round, you should pick Stroud, right? For the
For
Texans.
them, yes, I did.
Yeah, so that's a great weapon for him to have as a rookie. All right, 13 with the New York Jets. I feel like this is a spot they could maybe trade down because you look at the board and kind of their needs. Like you could get a Broderick Jones, but is he going to be ready to start year one? And like you have Mekhi Becton still on the roster, obviously. And then Elijah Vera Tucker as well, on that left side. But I'm gonna go ahead and take Broderick Jones here. I think you need to figure out the tackle position. And if Mekhi Becton is not the guy for you, then you can move off of him, and maybe recoup some assets for him, a young tackle that the other teams might want. So I'm gonna go Broderick Jones here at 13.
Awesome. All right. On to the Patriots. And there are two big needs for the Patriots: wide receiver and offensive tackle. Man, that's too early for him. I'm gonna go Jordan to the Patriots right here. If you look at that Patriot receiver room, it's literally an island of misfit toys. Like Kendrick Bourne, Nelson Agholor, it's in a good room. So I mean, I'm just adding another guy with a similar body type, but a more explosive playmaker, a good route runner, sharp route runner, solid hands, slippery after the catch. So, I'm gonna go ahead and send Jordan Addison to the Patriots right here.
There you have it. Number 15 is the Green Bay Packers. And to me, this feels like a opportunity for a safety to come off the board, one that we've talked about quite
I
a bit.
love it.
And I'm going to go Brian Branch here for the Green Bay Packers. They have a need at safety. They have some older options back there in the back end. I understand they might have Jordan Love under center next year. But they have a young receiving core that they're probably going to build around Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs. And I think they need to answer that question at safety. I get the position versus, value, et cetera, Brian Branch breaks all that. So I'm going to go 15 with Brian Branch.
Yeah. I feel like Green Bay would be a spot for Mayer to potentially land too, talking about Mayer landing spots. All right. Washington 16. Washington needs a DBs, dude. I mean, they need quarterback as well, but I mean, they're all gone and they're not taking Hendon Hooker right here. So I'm gonna go CB and we're gonna go, back-to-back dogs right here. I'm gonna send Devon Witherspoon to the Commanders right here, with the 16th overall pick. Upgrade their secondary a bit. Give Ron Rivera a dog to let loose. So I'm going Devon Witherspoon to the Commanders.
There you have it. All right. At number 17, there is a need as well for DB. They have a need for defensive line. So, like Brian Brisset kind of comes to mind as a potential fit. Joey Porter Jr., obviously, just because it's the Steelers and he's still on the board. But I'm also thinking, like, could they upgrade their all? Interior offensive line more. And looking at their roster, I don't know, man. This one's a tough one. It's like I think DB probably should be the pick here, but defensive line, you got Brian Brisset probably should be in the top 10, but is falling a little bit in this particular mock draft. So I'm gonna go Brisset at 17.
Okay.
And I know they still got Cam Hayward there in the interior, but looking to build towards the future and him having some versatility to rush the passer as well on the outside track, I think will bode well for that defense. RA has TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith. Now you add Brisset to that middle.
I love it. I love it. All right, I'm back to the Lions now, and needs are not meeting up with the board right now for the Lions, man. To the point where I might take a linebacker, take the first linebacker off the board. Like, I'm not taking a quarterback here. I took a corner round one. I mean, I feel like it's too early for Antonio Johnson to come off the board as well. Defensive tackle, I mean, outside of Brisset, and I mean, I'm not taking Kalijah Kansi. I'm not taking Siaki Ika this early. I mean, Dalton Kincaid would be maybe interesting this early, but that's way early. Yeah, I'm taking linebacker. I'm going 18 to the Lions here. 18. They got good success on Malcolm Rodriguez, but they're starting Alex Anzalone next to him, and he's a free agent. So I am, I'm gonna go Trenton Simpson to the Lions here. So they're gonna stock up on their D. Speed and explosiveness with Christian Gonzalez and Trenton Simpson back-to-back picks. So upgrade that second level of the defense for the Lions here, and one of the worst defensive units in the NFL last year. So I think these are justified moves.
All right, 19 with the Tampa Bay Bucks. This one's another tough one because they have quite a bit of needs. Obviously, the biggest one being quarterback. They have a DB need as well. I don't know if Joey Porter necessarily fits what they want to do defensively. Then possibly interior offensive line as well. But I look at there, let's see who's gonna be a free agent for the Bucks. Might help me decide a little bit if they have someone in the interior that they might be letting go. Let me see. Let's see. Let me go back. All right. I think it might be a little too early still to take interior offensive lineman here. I'm gonna go with Kelee Ringo. So I think he might fit what they want to do a little bit better in terms of zone coverage. And Joey Porter, he's more of a press man guy. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say they take a little swing on a guy that might not be ready immediately, but down the road, if they can really hone in his skills, he could be a really good player for him. So I'm gonna go Kelee Ringo at Tampa at 19.
All right, we went defensive tackle with them earlier. The Seattle Seahawks with 20 now. Edge is still a need, but I don't know if they burned both of their first rounders on defensive linemen. They could also go wide receiver, interior offensive line. Osiris Torrance might be a good fit for the Seahawks right here. But man, Tyler Lockett's getting up there. So I think I'm gonna try to find a new Tyler Lockett replacement. And by my money, the best wide receiver in the class is still on the board right here at the 20th overall pick. And so I'm gonna go Jaxon Smith-Njigba, man, to the Seahawks right here, 20th overall.
Love it. 21, LA Chargers. It would be the Miami Dolphins, but their pick was forfeited. But we'll move forward with the Chargers here at 21. To me, I think if there is a particular slot receiver on the board still at 21, like JSN, I would have loved the fit for LA. But I don't think Quentin Johnston necessarily fits what they're looking for in terms of what they want for a receiver. So I'm gonna go tight end here, and I'm gonna go Luke Musgrave. And it feels like he is a Chargers pick. You get a tight end that could threaten the seams, and I'm not quite there with Musgrave in terms of him getting taken this early, but I know the NFL loves his skill set, and I think he makes sense here for the Chargers at 21.
Very, very interesting. I like it. I like it. It's bold. That brings us to the Ravens. And the Ravens' need is really obvious, man. They just hired Todd Monken. And if you look at that wide receiver room outside of Devin Duvernay and Rashad Bateman, who haven't even been like stellar. I mean, they've been really like productive when healthy, but Rashad Bateman's been hurt so often. That wide receiver room is barren. And body type wise, and I think this is the spot for Quentin Johnston to come off the board right here to the Ravens. Again, I'm a little bit lower on Johnston. I think he body catches a lot. I don't think he uses his catch radius to his advantage. Again, struggles to separate underneath, but he's definitely a guy that can win down the field. He's definitely a bully after the catch. So I think there's a lot to like about Quentin Johnston right there.
For sure. 2023 now with the Minnesota Vikings. I'm gonna go Joey Porter Jr. since he's on the board. They need a DB. I think he can come in and really help this defense. So I'm gonna go with Joey Porter Jr. And especially to deal with some of the receivers they're gonna have at the in the NFC North. You look at the although there's, when you look at the Lions and Packers, there's not like a true definite number one, but I think he can certainly help them and help them compete in the NFC. So I'm gonna go Joey Porter Jr. here.
All right, that brings us to the Jaguars. And the Jaguars roster, man, is actually pretty well-rounded. Like, it's rounded out pretty nicely. I think corners need. I want to look at who their corners are right I know interior offensive line is a need. So, again, this could be. And if you look at their offensive line, guard, like, left guard is really the only weak spot on that line, assuming they can re-sign Jawan Taylor. Walker Little played really well when Cam Robinson got hurt, so I think they have a left tackle. But left guard really is kind of a spot right now that needs improved. So I could go with Cyrus Torrence. Tyson Campbell had a good year, man. Shaq Griffin could be he could be a cap cut. He's got an expensive contract. Darius Williams played well. Corner. All right, let's see where the lines up here. I'm gonna take my dog, man. I'm taking one of my guys here to the Jaguars, 24th overall, man. I'm going Deonte Banks. Deonte Banks to the Jaguars gives them. Tyson Campbell and Deonte Banks for the future across from one another. So I'm going Deonte Banks.
Very nice. And that leaves me with the New York Giants as the next pick at 25. And to me, interior offensive lineman screams as a need. Give me Osiris Torrance next to Evan Neal. And then on the other side, you got Andrew Thomas. You got a solidified 3 or 5 lineman possibly for the next decade. So I'm getting Osiris Torrance here for the Giants at 25.
I love that pick. I love it. Who knows what they're going to do at quarterback, but hey, just build up front, build bullies up front. That's going to bring us to Dallas. I'm not going to running back. People love to mock Bijan Robinson here, who's still on the board, by the way. Dude, after they traded Amari Cooper outside of CeeDee Lamb, man, they were like giving Noah Brown significant snaps. Michael Gallup can't separate. I think they need another wide receiver. Dalton Schultz is going to hit free agency, so I just think they need another target, and somebody who can separate, who can be slippery after the catch. And so I'm going to go Josh Downs to the Cowboys right here.
Yeah, that's an interesting pick. You don't think you wouldn't think, a team like the Cowboys fall in love with Josh Downs, but his route running ability and explosiveness, I could see it working with Dak. 27, the Buffalo Bills talked about Bijan Robinson possibly going off the board here. That's definitely a possibility for the Bills. Safety is a need. I don't know. I mean, Antonio Johnson maybe. But he feels more like a round two guy to me. Tackle, specifically right tackle. This could be a spot where you maybe get a DeJuan Jones early push, potentially. But I think I'm going to go with Bijan just because I think DeJuan is still, I think, a little bit pushing it at 27 in terms of the value. But it was close between DeJuan and Bijan, but I'm gonna go with Bijan. He's just a game breaker. I know this offense probably needs a better right tackle right now, but I think with getting Bijan, you got James Cook. Now you add Bijan to that mix. I think you really find an identity, and you can really depend on Bijan to be kind of your three down guy and workhorse into the playoffs.
I've mocked them to Buffalo before. That's a pretty popular one. I like that pick a lot. I like that fit a lot. Brings up the Bengals, man. And Lael Collins was bad last year, man. He was bad. And he can be cut with the post-June 1st designation with only $1.5 million of dead cap. And they could save $7.7 million. To me, that feels like a no-brainer. But that also opens up a hole at right tackle. And I'm gonna take the second Buckeye off the board right here, man. I'm gonna take that second Buckeye tackle, and we're gonna draft DeJuan Jones to play right tackle for the Bengals right here at the 28th overall pick. Again, massive dude, moves for his size. I'm excited to see how he tests Indy. Because obviously, he told he's been cutting body fat. Dudes who move like that, who are that big, aren't gonna last long in the NFL draft. Some team is going to take him. And early, and right here it's the Bengals.
For sure. All right, 29 here with the New Orleans Saints. A little bit of a personal pick for me, but we'll see what we can do here. Look, this team, I don't think it's going to be ready to compete probably anytime soon, seriously. So I'm gonna this has I don't think I've seen this pick a ton, so I'm gonna go with Nolan Smith here because I think they could take him. I know they did this with Marcus Davenport, but take him and give him some time to fully re-heal and get back to 100%, and kind of be that guy that once Cam Jordan finally hangs it up, him be that kind of that guy for them. So I'm gonna go Nolan Smith here.
Love it. I love it. And that brings the Eagles back on the clock. And we went Tyree Wilson with him earlier. James Bradbury is going to be a free agent. I don't think they're going to be able to re-sign him. So I think corner is going to be a need for them opposite Darius Slay. And I'm going to take the guy who's my fifth ranked corner in our last episode. I think late first, early second is a good range for him. So 30th to the Eagles right here. I don't have any sort of discrepancy with this at all. So I'm going to go Emmanuel Forbes to the Eagles at pick 30 right here.
All right, final pick here of the first round mock. Kansas City Chiefs, the reigning Super Bowl champions. And look, I look at the board here for edges. Maybe they take a Lucas Van Ness, maybe a B.J. Ojulari as well. I kind of like that a little bit. They could take tight end here and get a Kincaid and have a Kincaid and Kelce duo run out there and be very hard to defend. Could take an Antonio Johnson here. I'm gonna go Dalton Kincaid. I'm gonna go a little bit different here.
Ooh.
And I want them I'm envisioning a scenario where Kelce plays next couple of years. Maybe he's like, okay, I'm ready to hang it up. You have Kincaid there. He can I don't want to say easily slide in, but he can be that, weapon over the middle of the field, a reliable receiver. And honestly, they put a lot of resources in receivers. They might be happy with where they are with receivers now that Kadarius Toney's really sparking their offense. So I'm gonna go Kincaid here.
I love it. I love it. All right, that wraps up the first round. So recap: Colts draft to one, take Bryce Young. CJ Stroud comes off the board at two to the Texans. Cardinals take Will Anderson at three. Raiders trade up, and Chicago trades back again to fourth overall to take Will Levis. Jalen Carter falls to five, right in the Seahawks' laps. Christian Zelikow is at six to the Lions. Paris Johnson Jr. to the Bears, who drop back and gather assets, and then the best offensive tackle in the class. Miles Murphy to the Falcons at eight. Anthony Richardson up with Frank Reich in Carolina at nine, Tyree Wilson to the Eagles at 10, Peter Skoronski to the Titans at 11, Michael Mayer, tight end, comes off the board to the Texans at 12, Broderick Jones to the Jets at 13, and Addison to the Patriots at 14, Brian Branch to the Packers at 15, corner Devon Witherspoon to the Panthers at 16, and Bracy to the Steelers at 17, Trenton Simpson to the Lions at 18, cornerback Kelee Ringo to the Buccaneers at 19. Jackson Smith and Jigba replaces Tyler Lockett in Seattle at 20. The Chargers take a tight end and Luke Musgrave at 21. Quentin Johnston to the Ravens at 22. Joey Porter Jr., Minnesota takes another corner, keeps the bit alive at 23. 24, Deontay Banks comes off to the Jaguars. Cyrus Torrence to the Giants at 25 as they continue to bolster that offensive line. Dallas adds another wide receiver in Josh Downs at 26. Bijan Robinson comes off the board to Buffalo as they look to spark their run game at 27. DeJuan Jones replaces Lyle Collins for the Bengals at 28. Nolan's gets their pass rush at 29. Emmanuel Forbes joins Tyree Wilson in Philadelphia at 30. And then Dalton Kincaid, as the Chiefs look to add another weapon to their offense and perhaps prepare for a contingency plan post Kelce at 31.
Awesome, man. It was a great exercise kind of a great experiment looking at all 30, well, not all 31, 32 teams, but the first 31 picks of the first round. So this is a great exercise to do it. And before we head out, make sure you hit up Corey's Substack to check out everything Homage. We have a link that you can use that will give us some commission if you use it and buy something off of it. And if you didn't check our episode earlier in the week on safeties and DBs, make sure to do that. But for Corican, I'm Devin Jackson, and we will see you guys next week.